Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm Tim Streifler, and my awesome co-host David Blackman is actually out sick today, and so it's just going to be me today flying solo. So if you hate the sound of my voice, I apologize. You might want to skip to the next episode. Just kidding. We have a great episode today. Episode 85, should you let clients use your premium plugin and theme licenses? And so this is a question that we see a lot for people that are creating websites for clients. You know, they buy a theme, whether that's the Beaver Builder, the Divi theme, a theme from ThemeForest, whatever, and then they buy Gravity Forms and different plugins out there that are premium. And so, you know, the big question is, do you leave your premium licenses on the client's site after you turn it over to them, or do you make them get their own, give them the links, and have them go buy their own licenses? And so there's not exactly a right or wrong answer. There's a lot of preference that comes into play. I'll tell you my experience. Basically, I will typically leave the licenses on the site as long as I'm still in contact with the client managing their site. They purchase a maintenance plan. They're coming to me for updates and new pages added, stuff like that. If I'm literally turning the site over and it's, you know, okay, you know, have a good day, you know, maybe you'll hire me again sometime, but you know, the project's over, it's ended, then I typically won't leave those licenses on there. But you definitely need to make sure that you communicate that ahead of time, you know, factor that into the proposal, you know, make sure that they know what it's going to cost additional after they pay you for your services, what they're going to need to keep the site, you know, being able to be updated, because you can't update a theme unless you have the license. Same with plugins and so forth. And so, yeah, that's typically what I do. Most themes and plugins, you know, they allow you to use them on client sites. So Divi, for example, you can use them on client sites. And so they allow you to build a site and use your license. That's perfectly allowed. They welcome it. Me as a premium plugin creator, I have plugins for the Divi theme, and I allow people to use them for client sites. So, you know, I have different license levels, and especially the unlimited web designers that create sites for clients will use the unlimited license, and that way they can put it on as many sites as they want for clients and so forth. What you're not allowed to do, though, and this is my plugins, the same as other premium plugins out there, is basically redistribute the plugin and the licenses. So if a client's paying you and they're paying for your service, that's great, but you can't resell or create a template and include the plugin with the license key or anything like that. It's only when you are creating something custom for a client as a service. That's kind of the big differentiator is what you're selling, your time, a service, or are you selling a product? If you're selling a template, then no, you can't include the license for the customer when they buy your template or child theme, whatever. So that's kind of the big distinguishing factor there. But yeah, in terms of clients, I definitely would probably recommend leaving it on the client site, especially if you are updating and managing the site for the client, because when the client hires you, they hire you for a completed website. And so they don't care what tools you use. They don't need to know. They don't want to know. They just want a completed website that works, that functions. And so unless you communicate that upfront ahead of time and educate the client on how that works using premium plugins and so forth, and let them know that they're going to have to be maintaining those and renewing those licenses, then it's typically you're better off just leaving it on the client site. But again, if I'm not maintaining the site, I'll typically take it off, because the client doesn't deserve to keep my licenses if they're not going to be having me maintain the site for them. So that's my opinion, and I think that kind of gives you some ideas of how to go about that situation. But yeah, definitely communicate with your client. And yeah, so that is episode 85, should you let clients use your premium plugin and theme licenses? So head on over to WPThePodcast.com. Check out the show notes for episode 85. You can also, of course, look at past episodes. And we have a cool search feature. Now that we are 80 plus episodes in, you can search our site autocomplete. So you can type in hosting and it'll autocomplete and show all of the episodes that we talk about hosting, for example. So head on over there and check out all the different episodes that we have. Remember to subscribe and like our podcast, whatever platform that you listen on. That greatly helps us get found and keep good rankings in the iTunes search and so forth. And yeah, we hope you enjoyed this episode. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then. Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.